Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited about the word God gives me. And he gives us the Holy Spirit that we can utilize the Spirit. He said he was going to leave us that helper down here because he knew we would need help. Sometimes, family, all the time I have to call on the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. When we call Lord, we're calling on the Holy Spirit. We're talking to the Father right there. So, family, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to begin with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to you humbly just to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day you have made. You have given us another opportunity, Father, to get things right. To get things right, Father, to line up with your word. To be obedient children of God. Father, let us not waste no time, because tomorrow, 2 seconds from now, may be too late. Let us say yes to your word, Father. Let us to look to you, Father. Let us not be discouraged from the things that's going on of the world. Let us keep our mind focused on you, Jesus. Father, you said when we decrease, you will increase. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you empty me, Father. You use me as your vessel, Father, as I share the word you have given me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, commit my prayers to you, Father. Amen. Family, we praise God. We praise him for who he is. We thank God for Pastor E, the head of this Down Network, over this broadcast tonight. I thank God for allowing him to give me another time to be a host on this broadcast tonight, that I can be a vessel. I'm just a vessel of God, a child of God that he has given us. He gives us words to share. When God gives us word, it's not for us to just harbor in ourselves. He wants us to be the mouthpieces, the vessels to get the word out there. So all of us can, we won't have to stumble in darkness. All of us can and make it and see the light. Amen, family. Family, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you what my topic is today. My subject tonight, Lord has given me, is why do we struggle with our giving? And is my giving pleasing to God? This is something we have to all ask ourselves. Am I struggling with my giving? My giving pleasing to God? Because sometimes, family, we can give and it's pleasing to us. I'm going to give this much. It looks good to me. But how does it look to God? He says in his word for us to be pleasing in his sight. So praise be to God. Family, we have to all remember. We all, when we get into our relationship with Christ, we will know we all have a ministry of giving. We all have that ministry. When we're imitating Christ Jesus and our Father, Heavenly Father God, the biggest givers of all, we should all have a ministry of giving. Amen, family. So beautiful family, I always say we're going to spend some time this evening on examining ourselves, our spirits, and some of the principles of the word of God on our giving. Amen? And that's asking ourselves, are we giving? Or if we're not giving, why aren't we giving? Oh, Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, and why do we struggle with giving? We have to ask ourselves, am I a giver? Am I imitating Jesus? I'm just playing and wasting my time. Oh, Jesus. God, the greatest givers of all. Amen. How can we allow the spirit of giving to be with us? This is what we have to ask ourselves. How can we allow the spirit of giving to be within us under the authority and the protection of the wonderful Father, God, we have? We all love God. Amen. And we know he loves us. He loves us with an unconditional love. He loved us when we was messed up, tore up, didn't know where to go, didn't know who to ask. He loved us then. We love because he first loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to just praise him. Praise him over circumstances. Give him what he's due. I always say, family, when we get this love thing down here on earth, right here, when we get this love thing together, our home, this thing home we call earth for right now, will be a better place. Jesus. And we will be able to give one to another, give one to another, as we love one to another. Amen. We can't say we love one another when we won't give one to another. Jesus, help us, Lord, down here. We can cry out to the Spirit, Lord, I need help. We need help. That's why he left us the Holy Spirit. He knew we was going to need some help. Pick your teeth. I always say we don't have to wait until something happens to give. Jesus, help us, Lord. It doesn't have to be in a time of need, but because we all need. You don't have to be a time of need because we all need. We all need something and someone at times. Amen? Because I'm personally, I need Jesus. I need him all the time. His word always say, whew, I can't do it without him. You always, people say, it ain't no cliche. Where would I be without the Lord on my side? We don't want to know. I can't take no time off. He said his word is our daily bread. Jesus. You go without his word, you just starving. You starving. You have to feed your spirit in his word. I always say, because his word is what's constantly killing my fleshly way. I don't know if you have fleshly ways that the word of God needs to kill, but I do. I always say, I can't do this on my own. And I won't do it on my own. When I say I'm dependent on Jesus, Jesus. We all should be dependent on Jesus, on him. Amen, family? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Always say, my God. We have to want God as head over our lives. Jesus. Head over our lives. When you talk about head, that's on top. That's on the top, and everything else goes behind that. Praise be to God. Amen, family. Family, if you got your word of God, which we know you do, thank you, Jesus. As he said, when two or three are gathered in his name, he's already in the midst. Thank you, Jesus. I know Pastor E is on here. He opened the lines, and I'm on here. I thank God some listeners are on here. But family, let's go to the word of God. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. Again, family, that's 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. Praise be to God. And the word of God says, but I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Praise be to God, family. That is a verse to just read and dissect word for word. Let each one, he's speaking to us personally, give as purposed in his heart, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. In our hearts. In our hearts is where the giving initiates. Jesus. When we say God searches our hearts, he knows our hearts. As a mother and dads know their children, Father God knows his children. And he is all of us, our fathers. I always say, I am a child of God. That was our church theme for the anniversary this week. I am a child of God. Amen. When we as believers, we know that our wonderful God, and we know him through his word. He loves us. He loves a cheerful giver. The word says he loves a cheerful giver. That's our relationship we have with him. Why do we struggle? We got to ask ourselves. Self-examination. Why are we hesitant to give away something that's already his? It all comes from him. What he has provided and given to us. Do we truly believe, really believe in God and his word? Then we say, we trust him. But can he trust us? Can he trust us to give as he has given to us and for us? I always say, come on now. He gave Jesus, his one and only begotten son, to pay for you and I and everybody, anybody sin in full. He didn't say I'm half it in full. We ought to be jumping for joy, Jesus, and praising him, hallelujah. Praising his holy name, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, family, we still got the word of God. We still in it, right? Amen. So let's go to Luke 6 and 38. And it reads in St. Luke, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, will be put into your bosom. Oh, Jesus. Praise be to God. Now, family, let's get into verse 39 also. And it reads, for by the same measure you, I'm going to put in parentheses, we, use, it will be measured back to you. Praise be to God. I always say, now, my beautiful family, these are red letters. This is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, speaking to us. We have to let us truthfully ask ourselves, when was the last time we gave something? And did we give it freely? Freely. God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver gives freely. Or did we give it out of obligations? You know, obligations say, I guess I have to. I always say, if that's the case, keep it, because we have to remember, God knows our thoughts. Mm-hmm. He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. If we need to be prompted to give freely, cheerfully, cheerfully giving should be coming automatically. When we have times of need. And others have times of need. Do we question ourselves? Should I give? Or am I hesitant in my giving? This is why the principles of self-examining ourselves constantly. What we did yesterday might have been pleasing, but what are we doing today? Is it pleasing? Constantly self-examining ourselves on how does God see us? Jesus. We can get away with things and fool things, but God knows us from the inside out. Everyone sees us from the outside, but God sees our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we stay in right standing in God, Jesus, obedient in his word. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Our behaviors and everything else, it falls right in place. We won't know its characteristics if we don't get in this word. My mother used to always say, she is raising us up as kids in Compton, you better do everything decent in order. And, you know, I'm realizing now she got it through the word of God. And I always say, yes, Mama, I hear you. Amen. Let her rest easy, Mama. Praise be to God. Giving, beautiful family. When we say giving, it doesn't always mean money, because most people see that dollar sign, that dot, 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 that money sign. I ain't going to say dollars, money sign. Could be millions and thousands and trillions of times, but most people say money. But we know that we need money to get all the things of God's kingdom. Mm-mm, not for us, but God's kingdom done down here. Amen. A family, our giving can also be offering our services. Jesus. And us family, us church folks, as they say, church folks. And it doesn't always equal our tithes, our giving, and our offering. That's a whole new word, a whole new message. That's separate. Amen, family. Giving, I always say, family, we got all have a ministry of giving. Giving can be our time. I always say, I thank you guys because you have given some of your time that God has given you and given us to be on this broadcast tonight. You gave some time. Praise be to God. That's part of your giving ministry. Amen. God gives us his word freely. He gives his word freely. He uses vessels freely. I know he uses Pastor E. Pastor E, I don't know how many days a week he's giving the word of God freely. And when he allows us to be on this line to freely share, Jesus, I'm going to give what he has placed in my spirit to share. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our giving family, that does not always have to be something we give brand new. We think we got to get brand new. Somebody give you a used car, you better take it and thank them and thank God that they gave it to you. I always say we all like new stuff. But it's new when it's from you to me and from me to you. It's new. I always say we all have some good things, good articles of clothing, shoes, accessories, and good repair that we are not using that could be a blessing to someone else right now. Amen, family. Always say we may have some items in our garages, and some of us, if we're on the East Coast and the other parts of the world and the globe and the nation, we may have some cellars and attics that we need to give away some stuff. Jesus, give away some stuff to bless something or somebody with. Amen, family. I always say there's a church right here near us in Buena Park. The church says they take everything. They say everything has a use. I tell you, sis and I have made a freeway. We made a freeway from our house to the church to take them, to give them. I tell you, we are giving them a break right now with the weather because Southern Cal, we've been had rain here. But as soon as this rain lets up, we are back over there. Thank you, Jesus, to give. We will be right back there, family. And family, when we give, we are to be humble. Humble servants. And they will be humble recipients to receive our giving. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we just got to lift our hand. I don't care what's going on in the middle of the day, in your pocketbook, in your circumstances, in your life, your love, whatever. Lift your hands and thank Jesus. We got to just thank him. Amen. He said, but in everything, give thanks. That's the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. I'll tell you, family, and God gets all the glory. Jesus. And he loves us. He loves us more when he sees that we are like little children. I always say most little children like to share. Amen. I remember my grandniece Jayla. She's a teenager now. But when she was a little girl, she loved sharing so much. She would go to school and give her new, brand new sweaters to her classmates. God help us. I always say God gave us his best. He gave us Jesus. I always say, it's being family. Then we have those little ones that don't want to share. They don't want to share as much. I always say, Lord, let us keep working with them. Amen. God wants us to give because he knows we will be blessed when we give generously, cheerfully. Give to others. I always say, family, our giving brings more blessings to us, the givers, than the recipient's family. This is something we got to believe. We believe in the word of God when he says God loves a cheerful giver. Amen, family? And blessings, family, blessings coming back to you or us is not always monetary gifts. I always say he is my joy. He is my peace. He brings me peace. He brings me joy in the midst of whatever going on. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is what they say. Can't help but praise him. Family, our giving demonstrates our godly characteristics from the inside out. Sometimes we look at people and we're looking at them from the outside. But I'm saying God searches our heart. And our giving takes on the characteristics of Jesus from the inside up. Our giving is our DNA as believers, with all our faith in God. Faith in God that he should provide all our needs. He does, exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask. Now, Church California. Amen. But that reference to that, the Lord providing on our needs, Philippians 4:19, for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, family. The principle of giving, it may be a process for some believers and for non-believers that are working to become believers. Saying yes to his words, yes to his will, yes to your way, Lord. Amen. But I tell you, family, we have to ask ourselves, do I truly trust God? Do I really believe he loves a cheerful giver? That's in the word of God. Because if we say we do and still are not giving, the word says truth not in us. Truth being our Jesus, my God. We have heard the saying in many homegoings and many celebrations of life that the individuals will give you the shirt off their backs. Jesus. We just had a celebration of life for my nephew. He was one that would give you the shirt off your back, his back. We have to be asking ourselves, would that be said of us? Self-examination. Am I willing to give others the shirt off my back? Am I? Oh, Jesus. He says, self-examine and come true to the word of God. Not how others see us, but how does God see us? Family, the O in joy. We're going to have the word joy. The O in joy. I heard this sometime last week. There's something that I just had to share. Because joy, J-O-Y. Joy, the J means Jesus. The O means others. And the Y means yourself, me, ourselves. Amen? Constantly self-examining. How does God see me in my giving? A cheerful giver family, they don't have to think about it. They don't have to calculate up in their head a number, then divide it, take some away. They just give. Jesus. I'll tell you, we can never outgive God. He gave his best. He gave Jesus. And Jesus who gave his life, he gave his life a ransom for many, not just for one, but for all. Hallelujah. Like the song said, we should be giving him the highest praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my beautiful family. But before I go any further, we have to know that our giving, when we give, our giving is unto God. Not to me, not to Pastor E, not to the Now Church, not to the Now Network, but to God. I tell you, family, I don't want to know why. I don't know why we struggle. When all we have comes from God. Everything comes from God. The clothes we got on right now, the clothes we're going to take off later, the food on our tables, the food in our refrigerators, in the cabinets, the homes, the roof over our heads, the cars we drive, the phones, the computers. You got to teach to the children, too. The money we have, I can go on and on. Teach these generations all the wonderful stuff that Father God gives us. Thank you, Jesus. He opens the doors for us to receive. I said, all things are possible with him. We don't do this on our own. We don't get that job on our own. We don't get that promotion on our own. We get it through him. This is why the word stresses to us. When we get into the word, we start taking word for word. We take our time to get an understanding. He said, in all our getting, get an understanding of the word. But he said, You cannot love God and money, Jesus. I didn't say it. The word of God says it. Our giving is our worship. Again, family, it's our worship to the wonderful God. Because we give because we want to. We should never have the mindset that I have to give. Amen, family. Always say, family, when we get the church within us right, our giving will increase with all glory being to God. We take no credit for nothing. When we give, we take nothing for credit. That's all glory to God because he's the giver of it all. My beautiful family, we must be careful. I always say, be careful, beware in what and who we are worshiping. Oh, Jesus. He said, I'm going to put them, he puts us in the world, but not out of the world. I always say, let us not, we got to please watch the younger generations. Let us monitor what they are paying, giving their attention to. Pastor E teaches on this too, the principles. What you give your attention to is, and the same thing goes for us, family. If we listen to the radio or TV all day, that's what we've been filled with. It's daily bread. We have to get the word of God in us to, I need it. You, we need it to survive in this world as we go out. The enemy may want to attack you as soon as you step out the door. He may want to send voices up in your head as soon as you get out the tub. No, no. We have to have the word of God. That's why I always thank my Pastor E for being a great mentor with his teachings through the word of God. And family, every relationship requires time spent together, together with him. In his first commandment, he tells us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22:37. We have to be more verbal communications with the children. Sometimes we got to shut down our electronics and listen. Sometimes he said in his word, be still and know that I am God. When we listen and be still, we can hear from God. Yes. And we have to beware of family of what we worship. Family. My God, I say, beware of what you're worshiping. And we have to let our giving be a reflection of the light that's within us. I always say we got to let go and let God. Family, I do have some biblical scriptures available on giving. If you'd like them, please DM me after our broadcast and I will inbox you. Amen. Reading and meditating on his word will help us in our giving. He said, I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit. No, you need some help. I always say, family, though, I've always been a giver before being a sold out child of God. I do believe that we may put too much value on things of this world. We can't do that. When you value things of the world, in his word he said it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The word of God says it. I'm paraphrasing from Matthew 19:23. He says, do not fall in love with nothing and nobody where we may struggle to let go. So that if our God tells us to loose it, we can loose it and follow his instruction. Loose it. Amen, family? Family, this is my session right now. What's the word? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as I speak on the behalf of my family and everybody here on this line. Thankful and grateful for everyone that has something to do and somebody that gave something for the celebrations of the last two weekends, for our now church anniversary, and also, Father, for Pastor E's anniversary. Our now church family under the leadership of Dr. Edward Hamilton, them, we love them and appreciate them. Father, we pray that you continue to bless those who gave, Father, and bless those who had not to give, Father. Father, we love you, and Father, we love you, and we honor you. Father, we want all the glory for you, Father. Father, we know whose we are and who you are, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being a wonderful Father. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, family, that is my session of What's the Word on this fourth Thursday of March. And Women Speak Now, I will be returning in April, the first Thursday of April. I believe that's on the 6th. Praise be to God. I will wait on the Lord and see what he has for me, what word he gives me. Because like I said, family, I am only a vessel. We need more vessels to be used by God. They say if you can use anybody, God, use me. We all need to be keep ourselves in a position to be used by God. Because, family, we need to know right now. Some people need to know right now. They need to establish their own relationship, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Like we said, our grandmothers, our mothers had a relationship, but what about our own? Because we all have to stand before God. When he comes again, he's coming. When he comes again, what did you do, Pastor Terry? What did you do, Pastor E, Minister Ross, Minister Frankie, now church evangelist? What did you guys do? This is what we all have to, we have to answer to him. They say sometimes people say, I ain't got to answer. So, yes, you do. You're going to have to answer one day or another. So praise be to God. I always say if you're going to submit, that's what the thing is, family. Some of us struggle with submission. Some of us, Lord, you need to send some of us to boot camp. Send them to the army so they can learn submission. Maybe if they go in the army, Father, in the name of Jesus, they'd be able to submit to your word. But we shouldn't have to go to the army. We should be able to, we submit to man. We should be able to submit to God. Oh, Jesus. Praise be to God for his goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, that was good. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Bless him. He say, bless him, bless him. Bless me, Lord, so everyone around me can be blessed. Sometimes we just got to lift our hands and say, thank you, Lord. You didn't have to, but you gave me another opportunity to get in right standing with you. A lot of times we want to measure ourselves up against somebody, measure yourself up against celebrity. You got to see how God sees us. Don't measure yourself up against nobody. Measure yourself up against the word of God. Am I matching this as a child of God? Am I living this my life according to his word? Am I obedient to him? Am I living in the flesh or am I operating in the spirit? It's a process, family, and it's a job. It's a 24/7 job. He said it ain't going to be easy, but he said it will be worth it. All you got to do is say yes. Jesus. You got to say yes. Stop fighting it. Sometimes we got to answer the call. Sometimes we hear that. Sometimes we can't sleep at night. That's the Lord trying to get your attention. When they say the Lord is speaking to you, stop ignoring the call. Answer the call. God has something for each and every one of us to do in the kingdom. He said, my God, the harvest. But the laborers, we need more laborers. We need help out here. We can't give the enemy, we cannot give up to him. He said, stay on the battlefield. You got to be ready. He said, be ready in season and out of season. We got to fight. We got to fight to win this race. We got to fight. You know, when they say fight, some people won't think you want to put up physical fight. No, we got to fight with the word of God. We got to fight with our prayer to him. When they say there's power in the name of Jesus, yes, it is. Believe. All we have to do first, just believe. He said, believe Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Something about it, I don't care what's going on with it, your body. Something about when you call his name, it calms you. I know this personally because I have been alone in some dark times, but the light of God, it comes to me. Jesus, praise him. Thank him and bless him. We got to learn to bless him over circumstances. We got to learn to bless him. I don't care what you got, what you think you don't have, or what you think you need. Praise the God for who he is. And praise God that you're still a child of his. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody take that away. He said, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Don't let yourself separate yourself. Praise him, Jesus. Lord, bless him, bless him. Bless him, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that those that don't know you will come to you now, Father. Come to you now, Father, to establish their relationship with you. Father, we cannot longer ride on somebody else's relationship, Father. Let us just get in your word, Father, and let you use us. Use us, Father. You said if you can use anybody, use us, Father. All of us need to be used here, Father, for the kingdom. Jesus. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's a good Father. He's a good Father. Even when we're not good, he's still good. He loved us in our mess. Thank you, Jesus. He loved us when we weren't even saying thank you. We weren't even saying God bless you, but he still loved us. Sometimes, you know, that's why the words say hallelujah. Raise our hand and praise him. Thank God. Thank God for who he is. Thank God for the people he put in your path and my path to bring us out of darkness when we were stumbling, when we didn't know. He said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's why the time is now to tell somebody about Jesus, anybody. Tell them. Tell them that the Lord loves them. Some people need to know that they are loved, unconditional love. Most people want to love you just because. But the Lord loves us unconditionally. Sometimes you just got to close down. He said, find that secret place and just spend some time with him. He said, no. He said, be still to know that I'm God. Can't nobody take it away. Can't nobody take it away but yourself. Get out our own self-way. Lord, Lord, have me. Have me, Lord, and just use me. Use me for your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
you can use
I just thank you, Father.
You can use,
can you?
Me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him.
If you can use
God.
Anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes, God.
Take my hands and my feet up.
Yes, God.
Take my hands, Lord, and my feet.
Yes, God.
Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. You can use anything, Lord. You can use
me. Yes, God, yes.
Me.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Lord, I'm willing to trust in you.
Yes,
So take my life, Lord, and use it to yes, if you can use anything, come on and use me. That mighty giant fell. He proved to his people that God was alive in Israel. Lord, I'm available to you, and I'm wanting to be used. Yes, I am, Lord. You can use anything, Lord. Come on and use me. Said. He took two fish and five loaves, and the multitude was fed. Lord, what I have may not be much, but I know it can multiply by your touch. So if you can use anything, Lord, come on and use me. Yes, Lord.
Tell me that you're ready to be used.
Hallelujah. Praise, Pastor. You had me over here. You had got come, me over here in tears. Ooh,
come on, celebrate him in your using. Tell him you can be used tonight.
Ooh, yes.
Take my hands, take my feet, take everything, Lord, and
praise
use
God.
Me any way you can. Have your way tonight.
Yes.
We thank you, woman of God, for an encouraging and an inspiring word that has pushed us to another level. Amen.
Praise
we
God.
Bless you. We
praise
bless
God.
You. We bless you. This is the end of our broadcast, family. We thank you so
Amen.
Much for being a part of this tonight. Follow us and continue to join us. We have open spots. You can get involved in our network. This is the revamping of the Now Network. We're believing Real Talk is coming back. Man Up is coming back.
Amen.
And some other
yes.
other new broadcasters will be joining and coming aboard. Amen. Keep us in prayer. Know that you are loved,
Amen.
Honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, know that you are God's greatest miracle. Good night, family.
Amen. Good night. God bless.